Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Today, we'll be hearing from Mr. Akira Miyagawa. Mr. Miyagawa is a famous composer and arranger in Japan. He has composed and arranged music for animation, movies, and musical theater.
Hi, I'm Akira Miyagawa, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Success. The results of your hard work may come to you at unexpected times, not necessarily in a predictable sequence. Success may not be immediate. Sometimes it can take days, months, or even years. But as Mr. Miyagawa explains, the efforts are always worth it. He shared this insight with us as we were talking with him about whether there are any particular musical pieces that he has created that stand out in his mind as favorites.
I don't know. My favorite song? My number one song? Maybe that's something I can tell after 20 years when I've decided to stop writing songs. You know, I can't say this song is good and the rest is no good. Oh well, I'd like to keep my attitude high and think the next song is the best one ever.
That's great. You just told me that you're thinking you might stop writing songs in 20 years or so. Do you have any plans or wishes to work on any particular type of new project or activities? What kind of feeling or vision do you have toward your future?
そうですね。あの、人生というのは、
Well, in our life, there are times that things won't happen in the right order. I'm sure there are people who have experienced things in the right order from small to big. But in my case, everything happened in quite a messy way. A variety of incidents, and of course, there were times that I was rewarded, but things could be linked up a few years later. And only then I understood that, that happening resulted in this, and the reasons and the meaning followed. Of course, I have several hopes and wishes. I think a musician like me, who was born in Japan and never studied or lived abroad, can also have chances to have my music be accepted and loved by people all over the world. It can be either loved or recognized, or loved, accepted in any way. I don't think a person who never studied or stayed in America can't write songs with the taste of America. Even if you are living in Japan, you can create a song that American people like, and maybe it's something that you can create because you want to create, but the result is something that comes after, sometime in the future. Maybe someone from America might like the piece I wrote. Nobody knows what's happening in our future. Someone somewhere might like my music and might accept it at a certain point. It can even have a possibility of being in the middle of fashion sense, of reflecting a fashion trend, or create a new trend. There was a DVD that did over 500,000 in sales. Its title was Matsuzukin Sanba, which I wrote for Mr. Ken Matsudare for his show 16 years ago. 10 years later, a person from the record company asked me, do you still have the master tape of the song? And its DVD was created.
After 10 years? Wow.
Maybe it was 11 years ago. It happened only inside Japan, but that song became a big hit, and that was the first time I received a big number of royalties, and I was surprised, like, wow, I can receive this much? This kind of thing can happen in the future again, but if possible, I want to create a song that can amaze people all over the world and surprise people with the music made by a Japanese person who was born and raised or lives in Japan. And let someone say, among numerous musicals, there's a great Japanese musical like this.
That's nice.
Many people know American musicals. For example, if you hear the name Sound of Music, everyone around the world knows, that's a musical American people created, right? The musical itself takes place in Austria, though, everyone knows. And also West Side Story, everyone knows. That's the story of New York, an American songwriter Leonard Bernstein created it. Everyone knows that much. I'd like to create one like that. Just one is fine and stop creating songs when I achieve this goal.
I understand.
We'll hear more from Mr. Miyagawa in a few minutes. But right now, I'd like to share with you the piece he just referenced, Matsuken Samba. In a few moments, I look forward to sharing with you a great arrangement by Mr. Miyagawa. An excellent fusion of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 and Mambo No. 5. This song has gone viral on YouTube, but right now, let's continue our conversation with Mr. Miyagawa.
Then what about the songs you create now being accepted by the public after decades?
Yes, that can happen even after my death. Even after I stop writing songs, things like that can happen. Though, I think a creator can't create a thing without a dream like this. We can't make something from complete zero without a dream or hope. We want to believe and have certainty that something that came from ourselves was God-given. Understand the reason why. Many people sing this song together. We want to believe what I heard inside my head was good, and my interpretation of the sound was correct. That song was sent from heaven. I want the confirmation and know what I created was a good piece. And admitting the reality, that kind of thing can happen after my death. I don't mind if someone sings my song after my death. I don't mind even if my death comes first. Four of my pieces are accepted by many. I've been living for over 50 years. That's what I think after my half century of life.
For more, please visit jpopexchange.net. And right now, as promised, here's Mr. Miyagawa with Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 meets Mambo No. 5.
Thank you.
Whether you love classical music or you can't stand classical music, no matter how you feel, I think there's a pretty good chance that you will really enjoy these great renditions of classical songs, courtesy of Ayaka Hirahara. Next, here's an excellent rendition of Ave Maria, courtesy of Ayaka Hirahara. That will be followed by a great rendition of Flight of the Bumblebee, also courtesy of Ayaka Hirahara. Trust me, you've never heard the song like this before.
Quiero ser well, I'll look at the woman's wearing a dress when I'm there. How I rise all out of love. Yes, I'm very high.
Here's Not Alone, featuring Sam Ock. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
I'm living the story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open, it's broken, this armored soul. Is this anybody I know that I know? I'm living the story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open, it's broken, this armored soul. Are you anybody I know? You're not alone. I've got my battle shield up, I wonder if it's enough. I learned to trust nobody, 'cause I got beaten bloody by the principalities here. I'm paralyzed with fear and I am going insane.
Still I feel no change.
This is my cry for freedom, for justice and for wisdom. I don't wanna be this way and I want this heart to change. I hope that there is more, something I'm waiting for. So I'll keep trusting the way. I will trust the
story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open, it's broken, this armored soul. Is this anybody I know
that I know?
Going on the story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open, it's broken, this armored soul. Are you anybody I know? You're not alone.
To let go of my pride, I'm feeling my flesh slowly die, and I'm scared beyond reason. But I know it's time to let go.
So I will trust that I am not alone, and I can do this if I'm on my own. Please don't turn your ears and hear my cries. I know that I will survive.
It's the story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open, it's broken, this armored soul. This is anybody I know
that I know.
Are you anybody?
It's the story
of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. Armored soul, are you anybody I know? You're not alone. I'm living the story of sinners and glory, of ashes and beauty, of battles and warring. The floodgates are open. It's broken this armored soul. This is anybody I know.
In the background, you're listening to some great music courtesy of Koichi Sugiyama. Great music that Mr. Sugiyama composed for the legendary role-playing game series known as Dragon Quest. It's a fun series, definitely worth checking out if you're interested in kind of a old-school RPG. There's another game you may want to check out if you're interested in that kind of genre. The name of the game is Proven, a Math RPG. And what I like about the game is that it has the sort of the old school fun and charm of Dragon Quest, except it also has a math component too. It's not heavy-handed. It's a really fun game. It's not a boring game or anything like that. It's more it's there for added enrichment. So it's a lot of fun. Great way to have some fun with your family during these crazy times. So consider typing Proven, a Math RPG, into a search engine to learn more about it. Once again, Proven, a Math RPG. As we go to break, here's Red Latte, courtesy of Ikuo. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.